the 2024 edition of the Rainforest World Music Festival, back for its 27th year in Sarawak. Join Grammy Award winner Kitaro on his live world tour and performances by more than 68 international musicians. 3 days of music workshops, cultural and craft displays, and food stalls. Plus, main stage evening concerts in a rainforest at Sarawak Cultural Village. Get your tickets now at rwmf.net and you can win fantastic prizes.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
With Denise.
So good.
It's Gold 905, sounds good, feels good, and on this tasty Thursday, it is always a pleasure to be joined by a new Makan Kaki, and you will know her from TV, Channel 5's long-running series, Kin. She's also been seen in the movie, The Blue Mansion. She is actress Bridget Fernandez. Hello!
Hello, Makan Kaki.
What are your projects? Are you working on anything?
Well, I'm going to take a little break and then come back, and I'm going back into drama education. You know, I'm still on Funny Side Up. I'm playing a Peranakan kind of woman, by the way.
Wow.
So I play Grandma Grace. So I'm still right on Channel 5.
So exciting. We had such a wonderful experience exploring Singapore, because literally we went overseas to Sentosa and then back to the mainland again, all in search of delicious Eurasian cuisine. Yum. I thought that you really would be the best person to invite along for this trip, and you showed me a good time with Chef Quinton Pereira. That's a name synonymous with Eurasian cuisine. But what I didn't know is that you could have his food on Sentosa Island.
That's right. To be honest, I didn't know that till I did a bit of research. It was actually my first time there as well. I heard about it, but my first time there, you know.
It was a bit of a surprise because it was quite a gastronomical fine dining experience there.
Right in the middle of this wonderful Sentosa, right? Some of my Eurasian friends don't know. They only know the one at Ceylon Road.
Yes, the Eurasian Association one.
Yeah.
To be able to experience it for the first time with you was really, it gave me deep, deep joy. And, you know, Eurasian food, the flavors. It is really punchy. It's my kind of food, you know?
So I was so impressed by you, really, because you asked for 100% hot on the kari debal.
Yeah.
Or...
I do love my spice. And it was just so interesting and such a privilege to be allowed, invited into Quinton's kitchen to see him prepare this, I would say, foundational dish. The moment you say Eurasian food, people are gonna say kari debal. And then we had to clear up a little bit of confusion, because for me, I thought it was devil's curry because, you know, the devil, hellfire, so it's very spicy. And then I realized that, no, it's actually kari debal, D-E-B-A-L, debal.
Yes, in Kristang, which is the Portuguese Creole language, it means leftovers. That's how it came about.
This is where a lot of food cultures kind of intersect, because it's all about frugality, no wastage, and using up everything, right? So the concept of kari debal is using leftovers, but your leftovers, can I just say, are a bit special. Yours are leftovers traditionally from Christmas, right?
Yes, usually. Some people put turkey and whatever you have. You have roast chicken, they put all that. Yeah, but my mother-in-law, she used to put achar, so it gives it a nice tang. It's really sure.
And what was very interesting with all cuisines that kind of evolve from home cooking is that yes, different Eurasian families will have a slightly different take on how they make kari debal, right? So your mother-in-law uses the achar to give it the zing. Chef Quinton gave us a hit of vinegar to cut through all that rich stuff because it's really meaty.
Yeah, he put babi panggang.
Gosh, that smoky pork belly, that was jiggly layer of fat. Besides the pork belly, the chicken he put in, there was also sausages that went into it, and then lots and lots and lots and lots of dried chilies in his rumpa, and then fresh chilies that really gave it extra heat. It was so delicious.
Yeah. Did you think it was 100% for you, the heat? Or it looks like you could go 150, you know, because you were like enjoying it too much.
I really was. I mean, there's pleasure in the pain, you know? So, yeah, I could have upped the heat factor, but it was perfect. So good. Yeah. eaten with white rice, and also there was toasted French loaf. I like to say that we had a very colourful meal. Who knew that curries had so many different colours?
Moving on to the one called Fame. And that's the one that you shocked me, because even I don't eat it, okay? What is it made of?
Okay, so Fame is made up of innards. Usually offal, like pig heart, liver. In there, I think that Chef Quinton also included pork shoulder, amongst other juicy little tidbits. And so it has a very distinct flavour and also a very distinct colour. So where Kari Debal is red because of the red chilies, Fame is green. It's a very unusual dish. I wouldn't say it's a pretty dish, but it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, and I told it to you that day, but I'm going to tell the whole world now that that was my first day I actually ate a decent, because usually I tasted it when I was younger a little bit, and because it was awful, I didn't even bother to, you know, try it properly. And, you know, the idea of it being awful, I didn't even dare to, you know. But this was the first time, and I have to admit, it wasn't awful at all.
It was awfully good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that one was the surprise dish. Shout out to actor Brendan Fernandez and also Hamish Brown. My two Eurasian friends, they have let me try their family's thing. I think that Brendan let me try his grandpa's recipe, and then Hamish let me try his mum's recipe. All different, and Chef Quinton's also very different, but all equally good, and I love it. So if you do like offal, you like innards, then this is a dish for you. And why I thought it was quite special is because I think that Chef Quinton's really dealt with it very carefully. So he's taken extra care not to make it too overpowering or pungent. He's cut everything into small pieces, and everything mingling with the sweet onions and the spices, it's kind of mellowed out that innard flavor.
I must admit that, you know, I actually liked the taste. It's just the idea of still that it's awful, you know.
I know.
awful.
It's more the idea of it, thinking where it came from, right?
Yeah.
So another dish came, and I would say that we moved on to another hue on the colour spectrum.
Yellow
curry. And this is another one with an interesting name.
Prawn bustado.
The word means to slap.
It gives you a slap from within, I think.
I'm like, okay, yes, please hit me, hit me. And this one, I have to admit, never heard or seen or tasted before.
I love it. I really love bustado because of the green chili, and I don't know what secret she puts in it, but in my mother-in-law's recipe, there was like cognac to make it that yellowish color.
Yeah, so turmeric.
Turmeric.
Slightly earthier, juicy fresh prawns, deshelled for you,
and
so convenient.
Lemak also, right?
Lots of rich coconut flavors, and then there's the green chilies and the onion. It was awesome. I think possibly because I'm already acquainted with Fame and Kari Debal, this was my favorite dish. Flavor-wise, it was like nothing I've ever tasted before, and I don't know how to describe it except to say you've got to go to Quinton's and try it yourself.
Yeah, so that was delicious to me. I love it. And that's prawns.
We asked Chef what defines Eurasian cuisine, and he said obviously there is the European influence, but if you serve European food, it's going to have an Asian influence, and if you serve an Asian dish, it's going to have the European influences in it. He said prawn bustado started off as a sandwich filling, which is really like, you know, the combination of East and West. We have any Asian curry, we slap it on a sandwich and call it a day.
Do you know the heavy ham? When we make it, this particular prawn bustado, I don't call it prawn bustado when it's in a sandwich. We just call it green chili sambal. It is drier, and it has that heavy ham kind of feel, you know.
Yeah, if you love that kind of umami, and the chilies are supposed to give you the slap. I really love all the names. And then I was quite embarrassed because I asked, who is Suji? When we were served dessert, Suji came.
Sometimes that happens, right? It's to someone famous and the cake becomes named after that person. But no, Suji is from semolina, I think. Is that what Chef said?
That's right.
The semolina flour,
And so within your family, I'm sure you also have your own Suji cake recipe, right?
Yeah, in my family, got a few. A sister-in-law has one, mother-in-law has one, you know, so all of us have our own recipe.
We actually moved from Sentosa, where we were at that beautiful fine dining atmosphere, to the more homey, lively Eurasian association where Quinton's also has another branch, and this one is, yeah, more laid back.
And I felt like a jet setter that day, you know, because we went from Sentosa all the way for dessert to the mainland.
Yeah. And of course, we had to have suji cake, and I know it's quite an occasion cake, right, for the Eurasians.
Yes, you surprised me again by saying that you like it during Chinese New Year.
For me, it's a celebration cake, and I know that traditionally for you all,
weddings, christenings, Christmas, birthdays, So Chinese New Year, very rightfully, should have it.
Yes.
It's a celebration.
Quentin's was another discovery, and theirs is served quite fancy,
I love it. I like the idea that it's like a little cupcake, right? It's so cute, like one each. That's how he serves it.
You've got the lovely moist cake at the bottom, and chef doesn't use any processed flour, just the semolina, durum wheat, right?
That's right.
He said that his suji cake requires soaking of the semolina in butter overnight.
Yes, some recipes do it with milk, but the other big thing that they use is almonds.
And three kinds are used in Chef Quentin's suji cake.
Yes.
And almonds are not cheap, so this is actually quite a labor-intensive, decadent treat. He serves it with marzipan on top and then a little bit of
icing.
Royal icing.
I love it. I know some people don't like the icing, but I have to have the three layers, you know. Otherwise, it's not like a real suji cake for me. But I know people who just like the suji cake without the icing, and it's just as good.
It was wonderful to experience this with you, Bridget, and also to chit-chat with Chef, be invited not one place but two locations. Also get to take a peek into his kitchen and see how things are done. It's such a large part of your heritage, your family.
And I believe that Eurasian cuisine, every auntie that I have, everybody believes that their recipe is the one. And I've appreciated everybody. So I'm the sort of eater, and I enjoy cuisine from every household because I feel everybody puts their heart in it. So I'm very open. And you know what I loved about Chef Quentin is he's so generous with his recipes and telling you some of the secrets. That for a chef to let us in his kitchen, that's quite an honor, you know, right?
And I think that openness comes from the desire to exactly keep the culture alive through food. If you don't pass it on, if you don't share, then it will just soon stop.
That's right.
Thank you so much for taking me on this journey into the very heart and soul of Eurasian cuisine.
Thank you. It was fun eating with you because, you know, you're not fake and you really enjoy your food, you know? And you really, like, talk about the food and make me look at it in a different way, appreciate it. And because, you know, I take it for granted, right? It's in the family. Honestly, Denise, I will do it anytime with you again.
And have a wonderful break in the UK. And then when you come back, I'm sure you'll be craving local food. So we go and makan again, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Denise. It was lovely.
And once again, if you are looking for quintessentially Eurasian cuisine, you can check out Quinton Singapore for a more laid-back vibe at the Eurasian Association at 139 Ceylon Road. And for a more elevated fine dining experience, you can check out Quinton's Bar and Restaurant on Sentosa at number 2 Gunner Lane, Block 14, Mess Hall. Ample parking at the nearby Outpost Hotel. You can also shop online for occasion cakes, Quinton's rempahs and spice mixes, his cookbooks, food delivery, and home catering. All that and more at quintons.com.sg.
For more delicious details, check out Gold905's Facebook page, download the podcast on our free Me Listen app, and watch the video on CNA Lifestyle.
Gold905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.